Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the studio.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So what's showing up on your radar today?
Have you ever heard, Mike, of the South Carolina Business Council?
I can't say that I have, actually.
Members of the team of Representative Jim Clyburn reached out to me about the 10th anniversary of the South Carolina Business Council, and I had not heard of it either. It's a group of Washington leaders with ties to South Carolina, from the business community, from the political community, and they get together on a monthly basis to discuss issues related to South Carolina. And really, we're important in spearheading the deepening of the Port of Charleston.
And the deepening project is on schedule, I understand.
Yes. It was interesting. I was over in Charleston at a friend's house who had a view of the ships coming in and out of the harbor, and he had a program on his computer where you can GPS track the ships that are in harbor, coming out of harbor, and actually waiting offshore to come into harbor. He then zoomed down to the port of Savannah. There was twice the number of boats going in and out of the port of Savannah as the port of Charleston. So we've had great success at the Port of Charleston. It's critical to the success of the state. We just need to continue to do whatever we can to make the Port of Charleston competitive as possible.
All right, what else caught your eye?
Well, what caught my eye is over the last several months, there have been some leadership changes at some large organizations, important organizations in South Carolina. So you have a new president and CEO at Santee Cooper, a new president at the University of South Carolina, and a new man also at Prisma Health, which is the organization that was formed out of the partnership between Greenville Health System and Palmetto Health. So these three organizations are
big players.
Big players. And leadership is important. Creating a vision, a clear path forward for organizations is absolutely critical. And a lot of organizations really struggle with this leadership change. So I'm really kind of looking forward to see the vision that kind of comes out of these three organizations.
And these leadership changes have in some cases been contentious, and so it very well may be a little bit longer than usual to see the effect of these changes, maybe.
Yes. I think the key that I was fortunate enough to attend the press conference where Bob Caslin, the new president of the University of South Carolina, was introduced. Clearly, that was a contentious process. What I like seeing in a leader is the ability, kind of going back to the South Carolina Business Council, are leaders who are willing to listen, to get the views of the constituency and help formulate a vision forward, not kind of coming in there saying, I've got the solutions here. That's what I heard with Bob Caslin. So really looking forward to new futures at these three institutions.
Speaking of new leaders here in our state, you mentioned one healthcare organization, Prisma, and then also down in the Lowcountry at MUSC.
Yes. MUSC has really caught my attention in 2019 for their investments directly into rural hospitals. As we've known, there have been a lot of failing hospitals in rural settings, not just in South Carolina, but across the country. But MUSC purchased four rural hospitals back in the early part of the year, and in May, they purchased Hampton Regional. So if South Carolina is going to have a strategy for the rural communities, you have to have the infrastructure there in place if people are going to want to locate in a rural community. You have to have a local hospital and good education.
There's no doubt that rural hospitals have been struggling for many years.
Yeah, so bringing the capital and the strategy behind these larger institutions, I think it's an interesting trend. It's an important one, and definitely looking to see, you know, the future success of these rural hospitals, and bringing new strategies like telehealth, which will be dependent on broadband deployment across the state. But there are paths forward for these rural hospitals to be successful.
Well, Alan, as always, thanks for the update and your time.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites here in our state, and we will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.